So Mark Bradford is an artist who is a MacArthur Genius Award winner and had a solo exhibition at the Aspen Art Museum a few years ago, the first exhibition of his to focus on his merchant posters. So Mark is known for making large-scale paintings, though he actually doesn't use any paint. He uses paper and creates surfaces that are abstract in nature and form different maps or structures of society. But he has an additional part of his practice which focuses on these merchant posters.
He actually goes out into the streets of Los Angeles and finds these posters that are hanging up on fences and that sort of thing?
Correct. So Mark Bradford still lives in the South Central Los Angeles neighborhood in which he grew up. His mom lives there. His grandmother lives there. And he's fascinated by the microeconomies which exist in that community. And so the merchant posters are how goods and services are advertised in that specific geographic area.
So is he, you know, trying to get across a message with these five different pieces that you see on the ski tickets?
One of the things that's interesting is that the lift ticket really is also an economic generator. It's really kind of a marketing piece for the ski company. And so when Mark was looking at those lift tickets, he was thinking, I think, about his own practice and where commerce comes into it. And so there was really a natural segue, I think, between the merchant posters finding their way onto the lift ticket. So there are some verbiage included on the tickets, which you probably wouldn't expect to find on the ski company tickets. And I spoke to a senior manager's meeting of the ski company and said that I thought that there were a lot more parallels between what's being advertised in those merchant posters that have found their way onto the lift tickets than one might start to think.
Can you talk a little bit about that? What kinds of parallels do you see there?
Well, certainly the one which is kind of the most obvious is the Artist of the Year, and that's actually a band. But it's an interesting play on the fact that every year we invite an artist to create images for the lift ticket. But there's another one that was about a sober living center. And I said, you know, here in Aspen, that's a real issue for us, substance abuse and the Hope Center. And that's maybe an underlying current of our contemporary society here in Aspen that, you know, should be addressed and should have the light shined on it. And certainly there are a lot of people that are struggling economically. And maybe there's something of comfort to find that on the lift ticket.
So the way he kind of saw it was, oh, this ski ticket, this lift ticket is a way for the skiing company to advertise. And these designs are advertisements. So that was sort of the correlation.
I think that was Mark's intention. I think the artists who have made the most successful lift tickets have really thought about how they function here. And for example, Jim Hodges thought about the pure number of these that are distributed to such a wide variety of people and really looked at it as a way of saying, this is an incredibly unique opportunity to reach so many people. What do I think it's important to say? That was the first time that we featured text on the lift tickets. And Jim said, give more than you take. But the idea of bringing text onto the lift ticket in a place that had previously only had representational imagery, that was a big leap for the ski company.
I'm sure that they are starting conversations on the ski slopes. Have you heard feedback from people?
People are really excited. I mean, Mark Bradford is one of the most important artists of our generation. I think the idea of putting art on the lift tickets is about a conversation starter. And there are moments when you're skiing when you're actually not in motion. So when you're on the lift with someone else or when you're in the gondola. And we want people, I think a shared value of Mike Kaplan's and mine is to have people have a greater awareness of their circumstances while they're in them. And so there are different things that can trigger that moment of paying attention and being aware and being in the moment. And so it often happens when you're taken slightly out of your comfort zone, whether it's because you're in terrain that you really have to focus on or because you're sitting next to someone who asks you a provocative question or points something out. And so the lift tickets, I think, are another opportunity to get people to pay attention and to maybe be taken out of the familiar into a place that then something magical could happen.
Thank you.
Thanks, Marcy.